brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got three guests in this hour. So we'll have open phones, take a lot of your calls in the third hour today. And I guess get into the news I haven't covered yet. Here's just some of the news out of Al Jazeera. This is actually 50-year-old technology. They discovered in the 20s and 30s that most cancers viral. The Rockefeller Foundations were the first and bought up many of the hospitals that you think are charity hospitals that they run through fronts. And their allied groups have been caught adding the cancer viruses to vaccines, one of the big reasons you've seen the huge increase in cancer. But here it is. Virus therapy sparks hope for cancer patients. And you always hear about these new advancements, but then they never get deployed to the public. Scientists say they have found a genetically engineered virus that can kill tumor cells without harming the patient. And they've got new vaccines they want to get approved that cure you of drug use, narcotics, nicotine, alcohol, because it goes in and reprograms and attacks and kills neurons in the brain, so then you can't absorb natural endorphins. Don't worry, they got a drug, though, that'll treat you after the virus has gone in and changed your brain. And they call it a vaccine. This isn't even an immunity. These are nanotech, genetically engineered bots that they call viruses. It's what they've done, that go in and change you. And that's why the globalists are so arrogant. And they're discussing just ending free will and just releasing all sorts of stuff where you get a fever, you wake up, you're a different person. They say they've got vaccines. It's in my report, Brain-Eating Vaccines. Just type Alex Jones, Brain-Eating Vaccines, in about how you'll never be nervous or upset anymore. That's right. It'll go in and change your brain forever. Researchers have shown for the first time that a single intravenous infusion of a genetically engineered virus. You think what we've got to worry about is airborne Ebola and stuff, folks. That's so 1950s. They've got stuff that they've got mousepox stuff that's decades old. It'll kill 99% of those that come in contact with it. And that isn't even the genetically engineered superviruses. It will hone in on cancer, killing tumor cells in patients without harming healthy tissue. Yeah. Scientists have been intrigued for decades with the idea of using viruses to alert the immune system to seek and destroy cancerous cells. That interest has taken off in recent years as advances in genetic engineering allow them to customize viruses that target tumors. And then, of course, those viruses will mutate and start targeting other tissues. Just like antibiotics overuse has caused all the resistance and the flesh-eating bacteria. And that's if they just have a mistake with all these thousands of companies rolling this stuff out. The field received a boost in January when biotech agent Amgen, when biotech giant Amgen, Inc., agreed to pay up to $1 billion to BioVex, the developer of the experimental cancer-fighting virus, Oncovex. But the only oncolytic virus so far approved by a regulatory agency is for the treatment of head and neck cancer in China. Oh, yeah, the Chinese are approving everything. Cows that produce human milk, part human in their udders, it's just on and on and on. You name it, they're doing it. And there's thousands of companies doing this stuff. And when you splice animals together, now it allows diseases that affect humans to affect cows, diseases that affect cows to affect humans. Never before. All these zoological bridges being made. And the system releases cancer viruses. Cancer becomes epidemic. Then they've got vaccines you take. Oh, but then there'll be side effects. Things they didn't know it was going to do. Reduce fertility. Changing brain chemistry. So they artificially wreck our ecosystem. Then they come in with the solution you need. We're not in Kansas anymore. It's Buck Rogers, 2011.
Money. The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Infowars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of Infowars.com for the free Infowars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are into hour number two. We have some 9/11 first responders joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour. In fact, one of them heads up one of the large organizations. They've been barred from being part of the events there on the 10th anniversary, according to Fox, CNN, and Associated Press in a press release by Mayor Bloomberg. We're going to be talking about that. Also, we're going to get into the economy and what's happened on that front. China's also confronted Indian naval vessels. Jobless claims stuck above 400,000. Productivity falls. I have a whole stack of Ron Paul articles by Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson today. Please get these out to everybody. Ron Paul says Rick Perry is a flip-flopper and exposes his globalist ways in the article and the video at Infowars.com. Another key article, Ron Paul, Fed's preparing for a breakdown of law and order. And I said, do they want that as a power grab? And he said, absolutely, they want it. Groundbreaking statement from Ron Paul. Also, Ron Paul gets into the CIA coup. That is all up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Now, starting tonight, 7 o'clock, every weeknight except on holidays, and on holidays we'll have rebroadcast, we're going to have at least a 30-minute focused, power-packed news transmission with added expanded many nights special reports. We got one of those tomorrow night that Aaron Dykes is doing on Bisphenol A. and information that most of you probably don't know. It's even worse than we thought, and they are consciously using it as a chemical weapon on the population. So that'll be part of the other reports and interviews we do on the Friday show. But tonight is the official premiere of InfoWars Nightly News. And it's subscriber-based. It's PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, expanded extras. But now, not just the special reports, but the nightly news. And it's streamed out. We're going to start retransmitting it at least once more after it streams live at 7 o'clock. We've got a super high-quality HD version that's been uploading the special reports where by next week we'll have a lower res that's easier to download. We're going to add a lot of new functions. But here's what I wanted to announce before we go to our guest on the First Amendment issue, Alex Schaefer. The new website to easily go sign up, log in, and watch the live and on-demand InfoWars Nightly News to see the special reports, to see the Alex Jones Show live, the radio/TV show that we're doing right now, every day live and then archived, and the Alex Jones Rants section. Four areas, you go to InfoWarsNews.com, and that takes you into the PrisonPlanet.tv interface. You can still click on the icon for PrisonPlanet.tv and go to the rest of the site and all the other content if you'd like. But the radio/TV show, 3+ hours a day, generally, a lot of times more than 3 hours. The nightly news, the InfoWars special reports, and the rants. Now, we're filling the rant section up with a lot of material right now. I'll be doing stuff at night and over the weekend. A lot of the spontaneous stuff you've been seeing on YouTube, it's now going to be posted at the rant section. You're going to have the nightly news, obviously, in the nightly news section, and the expanded special reports. There's already a bunch of those there in the special reports section. This is a bold move. In the globalist face, we're already reaching tens of millions a month. We're going to reach hundreds of millions through this. And you, the PrisonPlanet.tv members, are the reason we've been able to do this. So we're giving you even more powerful weapons in the info war. And we've got download areas there, but we're going to add even easier ways to download it and then share it with people. It's designed so you can do that right now, but we're going to make it even easier. More and more is going to be added. And I've got to say the crew here, Max Cabrera, Matt. Some folks don't want to be public. They want to be private working here. The entire crew back there, Aaron Dykes, Rob Jacobson, Darren McBreen, so many others, everybody here, and you, the listeners, we couldn't do this without you. So InfoWarsNews.com or go to PrisonPlanet.tv/news. PrisonPlanet.tv/news or InfoWarsNews.com. Please join us on the inaugural kickoff, maiden voyage, of InfoWars Nightly News this evening. I'll give you a rundown later of some of what's coming up on that transmission. Now, going to Alex Schaefer, joining us via video Skype, if you happen to be a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, but for radio listeners, again, it'll be archived there for you. I saw it all over the news, national news, in the last few days. He simply went out and is a painter and paints scenery and cityscapes, and he decided to add some flames in the background. I've painted burning buildings before, not a lot of my paintings, but some. And a see-something, say-something person called the police, and he joins us to tell us about the town where this happened and exactly what unfolded. AlexSchaefer.com is his website. Thanks for coming on with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, I see one of the thought crime paintings behind you.
Yeah, that's the one, man. That's the one that, I mean, I'd done a couple other ones before that one, but that was the one that got LAPD, got the authorities to pay me a couple of visits right there.
So, and for those that are listening on the radio, it's an image of a Chase Branch Bank, a one-story building on fire with fire and smoke pouring out of the roof. That's nice fire. It looks real. You're a good artist. So tell us about yourself, type of art you're into, and then what happened.
Well, my name is Alex Schaefer, and I graduated art school in 92. I worked as a video game computer graphic artist for about 10 years, and then I've been teaching and painting for the past 10 years. And, you know, one of the things I love to do is, I guess you'd call it impressionist plein air painting, where you set up on location with your easel and you're painting in public. And, you know, for years I've been painting those and selling them. And, but slowly I've been, studying the world of the economy and Wall Street and things like that. And being in touch with, you know, real news like we're getting on the Alex Jones show. And so I started to kind of combine the two, my sort of political, feelings about what's really going on with, you know, what I love to do, which is, plein air painting. And, to be perfectly honest, I mean, I can't tell you what was the moment that possessed me to do that. But I'm just blown away by the response. It's been incredible.
So you did a spontaneous painting, and I've painted myself buildings before, and then said, you know, I'm going to change this to a nuked city. My parents have that painting. I've done hundreds of paintings, but two or three of them are of either bombed out cities or burning cities. One of them is of a World War II photo I saw of Berlin on fire somewhere around here. And, I mean, if somebody saw that at my parents' house hanging, would they call the police? What was the spontaneous idea? I mean, was it that, I know if I painted that, that Chase is burning down our economy? Or what was the mental image that made you do that?
I think I took a trip to New York, and a couple of kind of months prior, I'd been doing some kind of a small series of just fantasy riot scenes that were just kind of from my imagination. And then when I went to New York, I went to Wall Street, and I did a little sketching there of Wall Street. And then I turned Wall Street into kind of a fantasy flaming riot scene. And so I think that was kind of the beginning of where I was going with this.
Well, there's a lot of talk about apocalyptic collapse and things. There's all these movies, TV shows, countless films being made with zombies running around killing everybody. Why do you think they singled you out? Tell us about the thought police officer that first noticed this and called the Ministry of Love.
Right. Well, here's the irony. Okay, when I'm painting, it's street art. I'm on the street. I was at a bus stop. On Van Nuys, right across from this branch. There's tons of people walking by. I was right in front of a lawyer's office, and he was, you know, giving me glasses of water. Everybody, the whole public, got off the bus, and they got it. You know, they thought, oh, that's great. Oh, you know, Chase is screwing up my mortgage, blah, blah, blah. But I really didn't think anything. Oh, I thought, oh, this is fantastic. And then I saw the police come up Van Nuys and flip a U-turn and pull over and approach me. And the specific thing that the officer said was that somebody called the police and said that they felt threatened by my painting. Threatened, that was the word.
Well, now in the fascistic, politically correct system, they are scared of images. They are scared of ideas. If you were painting regular houses burning, they wouldn't be too upset, but you are showing the man on fire and showing through peaceful art your concern. And you said people were resonating with you. But this has certainly backfired on them. Now your image is in hundreds of publications and becoming quite iconic. And I would imagine you could probably get $50,000 at auction for that painting. In fact, the capitalist in me, if you want to do some deal where we auction it off here on the air next week or something, I'm ready to do it.
It's on eBay right now, my friend.
Oh, okay, too late. How much is it going for?
If you go to eBay and you search Chase Burning, then you can find the auction. And I started it off at $920, which I said was basically half an ounce of gold. And then I compared that to Vincent van Gogh's one art sale of 400 francs, which at that time translated to 4 ounces of gold. So that means Van Gogh's first sale was for about $7,300. So I don't think I'm any kind of a Van Gogh, and I aimed way lower. But so far, it's been almost bid up to the value of an ounce of gold. It's at $1,775. There's been 11 bids and 35 watchers or something like that. It's pretty awesome.
Well, it's about to go up to $50,000 right now. Stay there. Stay there. We'll be right back. I know you look a little Van Goghian. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. It's InfoWars. Let's talk about the FBI when we get back.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want me to
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Schaefer is our guest. L.A. artist faces police questioning for painting banks in flames. Death and Taxes reported on that and had a photo of another bank in flames. So he's done, I guess, more than one of these, or I guess since it got the attention, he's out doing more of it. So, Alex, tell us about the visits you got from the police, FBI, and others.
Okay, well, the first one was two officers approached me on the street. They pulled up in the cruiser, And they said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm painting. And they said, well, someone said they felt threatened by your painting. Can we see your ID? Now, the great thing was that this lawyer that I was painting in front of, he was just like an instant street advocate. And but I did present them with my identification. I didn't have a problem with that. And, you know, one of the officers that was there just kind of stood next to me and was talking to me. And I was talking to him. And he said, well, you know, you could be a terrorist. And I said, but do you really think, like, this is how a terrorist is going to case out firebombing a bank?
No, and you're using art to purvey a powerful message.
Yeah,
and that's what they're saying. I've got government training manuals where they say American flags, get us out of the UN stickers, Ron Paul stickers. That could mean terror. So they're shelling us that free speech is basically terrorism.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the officers, I think they thought it was ridiculous a little bit themselves. But they filled out an incident report. You know, they got my address, and I thought it was funny that they wrote down in the personal oddities line that I had glasses and a blonde beard.
Well, that's evil. You may be with Al-Qaeda. But we actually have the training videos. You now have been put in a Homeland Security database. I can send you that article on that. Well, we got it a few years ago. When they come up, they say if you have a cell phone or binoculars or wearing blue jeans, I'm not kidding, go ahead and put people in the terror database.
Well, I was just covered head to toe with dirty paint clothes. I thought that was more of a personal oddity. I think the thing that was really weird to me was when the two officers came to my house 3 weeks later. I really thought, okay, whatever.
So this is just now getting attention. So they put you in a database, and now the intimidation isn't enough that you've been put in Big Brother's database. They show up.
Yeah, they showed up, and I mean, you know, it's intimidating. I don't hate the police or, you know, harbor any animosity towards the authorities, but
what do they say to you?
It's intimidating to talk to officers.
They wouldn't like you going to their house. So what did they say to you?
Well, again, they knocked on the door. They said LAPD. And I was like, oh, boy. And they said, do you know why we're here? And I said, is it because of that painting I did? And they said, yes. And they, you know, again asked me, is this your intention? Do you intend to do this? And, you know, I just said, no, you know, this is just a political statement that I'm making. And, you know, like they specifically asked me, do you hate the banks? Twice they used the word, do you hate the banks? And I would throw it back to them by saying, well, you're a police officer. Do you hate criminals? You know, you wish that criminals did not engage in criminal activity. You don't spend your life hating them. And that's how I feel about most of the big banks. But basically right now, all the big banks, they are engaging in criminal activity, fraud, larceny. You know,
now you're not supposed to even talk about that. And so what happened next?
Well, then they said, well, can we see the painting? And I'd actually left it at the Hive Gallery where I'm at right now. But I showed them just another banal street scene painting that I've done just to show them an example of my work. And I'm holding it up. And I said, look, it's like this, but if I just started painting a bunch of orange and red right here, you know.
So you had the art police show up.
Yes, the art police.
Now, how did it end? Because I'm going to have you back up after the auction or in the near future because you're an intriguing individual. But how did it end? Yeah. Were there more visits? What else happened?
I haven't had any more visits with the officers. But, you know, it's funny. I have a site meter on my blog. AlexanderSchaefer.blogspot.com, and I started noticing I got four hits from JP Morgan Chase headquarters where they were searching deep into my website, you know, half hour, 36 page views. I got in Washington, D.C., the Department of Justice has...
Well, yeah, you're showing our government's master, the master criminals, you know, in a light they don't like. Alex, we appreciate you joining us. We'll talk to you soon.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great-tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or HBExtract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Okay, open phones in the third hour, and just an overload of Mideast news, economy news, U.S. news, politics. Ron Paul dropping bombshell after bombshell yesterday on the show. It's all coming up. In fact, I can't even do justice to the fact that Ron Paul's come out and talked about basically a CIA coup in America, FEMA wanting emergencies and disasters to take control. When asked about FEMA camps, going after Rick Perry when asked about how he was Hillary's big buddy and supported Hillary Care and worked for Al Gore. I mean, it's all coming out. And that stuff is cyanide politically to Rick Perry. Oh, the thought police will come. They'll say, I'm saying you cyanide. No, I said political cyanide on his campaign. Okay? Or it'd be like kryptonite to Superman, but he's not Superman, is the point. By the way, this fellow who was just on with us, who painted Chase on fire, and the police keep coming, you know, visiting him and things, Alex Schaefer, you notice that now it's only empowering him, and is probably going to end up making him a famous artist. That's how it happens. He's a talented guy, but he got his break. And if I would have had time, I would have asked him, buddy, you knew something like this was going to happen, and you pulled their strings good, which is smart. You got to manipulate the globalist. You know, they try to manipulate us. We just let them come right into our trap. We don't use deception. We just do our thing and know what they're going to do and know how to respond to it. We're going to win when we have the initiative. That's why they're so scared of that painting, that image, that idea, because it brings together hatred of true tyranny, not of the puppets. You think they care if folks riot and burn down their own neighborhoods? No. They don't want people thinking about going after the real corrupt government of this country. I don't want any violence against Chase and all these other guys, Goldman Sachs. They're really the bad one. I want to go after them through the law. Now, we're going to our guest here in a moment, but speaking of Ron Paul, we've got two new T-shirts where you get the word out about Ron Paul 2012 and support our InfoWar. It's a symbiotic relationship. It's when fascism goes to sleep, it looks under the bed for Ron Paul. We had listeners request this T-shirt. I'm not sure, even sure who coined it, but I was sent an email saying, hey, why don't you make a T-shirt? So here it is. When fascism goes to sleep, it looks under the bed for Ron Paul with the symbols of fascism. And on the back, it says Ron Paul 2012 and InfoWars.com. And we've got another one that says Save the Republic, Ron Paul 2012 on the back, Legalize Freedom. So a black T-shirt and a white T-shirt, both available at InfoWars.com. And the little bit of change we make helps fund this great organization that you've helped build, so that we can support Ron Paul, the 9/11 first responders, and so many other organizations and groups that we get on and promote here. Now, I saw this last week. One of the producers brought it in, and I double-taked, and I had to go get online just to make sure that I was really reading. I mean, I thought it was one of these things where people make a fake site and then make it look like CNN or Fox or Associated Press. I've seen that before, where people actually make a fake URL, but you can immediately read it until it's fake. And I read this, and I thought, this really reads like a CNN report, but this can't be true. So I searched it. Little did I know, this news had been out for several weeks. Several weeks. It first broke in early August. Bloomberg put his press release out. And it was AP, Fox, CNN, and all reporting it like it's totally reasonable. And see, that's another story. Not just that they barred the first responders from the 10th anniversary, but that it's not a bigger issue. I mean, look at this. And it goes on to say that they are barred from it because Mayor Bloomberg, and also now we turned out the White House is behind this. No God is to be mentioned. 30,000 plus people just in the area, 100,000 around it. No porta potties. It's really bizarre. They don't want people there. They don't want the first responders there because look at these headlines. Congressional ordered screening of 9/11 responders turns up no terrorist. That's right. They are being screened as terrorists, the first responders. 9/11 responders to be warned they will be screened by FBI's terrorism watch list. Huffington Post. I mean, I'm reading New York Post, Huffington Post. Here's another one here. The Health Care Act compensation won't cover 9/11 survivors of cancer. They know there's thousands of surviving men and women, firefighters, police, medics, doctors, National Guard, heroes. When everybody was running out, the old cliche, they ran in. And for 9 years, they blocked coverage, even though all the major universities out there did the scans of their lungs full of asbestos, the deaths, all the police dogs died in a couple of years, even people that got their feet chopped off by falling debris, you know, in the recovery effort and the demolition effort, they wouldn't get treatment. So we fought. I went, flew to New York, my own expense, rented buildings, gave 100% to first responders, the groups that were pushing to get the compensation. When they finally got the compensation, they said, you got to go through a terror database, and now we're not going to cover most stuff. So that's why they don't want them there. They said they're going to have a fire chief, police chief, and the military, just brass there. They're not allowed in the pit. They're not allowed in the main event. And why is that? Well, I know why. But here to give us their view on it is Joey Garofalo, New York City correctional officer and worked at Ground Zero in the first few weeks of 9/11. He is the founder and director of 911 WTC First Responders Foundation, rememberbuilding7.org, and Ted Walter. Started doing research for many years and been involved ever since. And he's the director of NYC Can and Remember Building 7 campaign. They've run those ads that have gotten national attention and that our listeners have supported. And I want to thank you, the listeners, for doing that. Before we get into this year's 10th anniversary and what's happening and how Obama put out talking points saying use it to, you know, take liberties, expand the war on terror, but no responders. What is your view and why do you think they're barring the first responders from the event? Joey, Ted, whoever wants to go first.
Hey, yeah, this is Ted here. Joey, you want to take that?
Hey, Joey, are you there? Joey Garofalo? I think we lost his phone line. While we're getting Joey back on the line, Ted, you're a New Yorker. You've been, you know, covering this. Why do you think this happened?
Well, yeah, the first responders bring a sad story to 9/11, and the country... You know, the powers that be want to forget. They want people to be happy. They don't want people to look at the real effects of 9/11. The fact that we're in two, three, you know, uncountable numbers of wars. The fact that we've got thousands of first responders dying. That's the story that first responders bring to 9/11. And that's why the powers that be don't want them there. So, and yeah, first responders are angry, especially with the cancer issue. Joey has been an outspoken voice against this, and it's just... It's just really unconscionable that cancer is not being covered by Zadroga. It's really unconscionable.
Now, Joey, now that you're there with us, specifically expanding on that, you're saying you concur with my analysis that they know that they were poisoned, the EPA was ordered to lie about the deadly dust, they've been blocked health care, and the government doesn't want them there because they're scared of them. All right, I think we're having some kind of... technical difficulties or something with folks. So we'll just interview Ted. Ted, can you give us your view on these folks?
Yeah, well, I've spent a lot of time with them the last few years. And look, it's not a happy bunch of people. They're suffering. They're dying. We thought last year was a little bit of a breakthrough. There was going to be some funding for them. But, yeah, as we found out, because cancer is not being covered, there's a huge percentage of the first responders. And it's not only the first responders. Last year, a dear friend of NYC Can, Jeanette McKinley, passed away. She had a brain tumor, and she was right across the street from the World Trade Center when it collapsed, and a huge mountain of dust broke through her windows. She inhaled it, and she's not with us anymore. And so they know what that dust did. They know what's in that dust. They know what that dust does to people. And when you bring first responders into the story, it just brings us closer to the truth about what happened on 9/11.
Now, Ted, while we're getting Joey back on the line, we had some issues with that line. He was up for a second. It sounded like he was agreeing, or perhaps that was you. But when you talk to these first responders, these heroes, why do they think they're barred from the ceremony, and is it hurtful? I know they're in the CNN articles and others saying they're outraged and they don't know why this is happening, but how could Mayor Bloomberg just calmly say, yeah, you're not welcome?
Again, because they bring a story of pain, and they're still angry. You know, the family members, a lot of family members are very angry, are still looking for the truth. But a lot of family members are going to be at the ceremony, and unfortunately are willing to sort of support the official narrative that's been going on, because it's a really painful, unspeakably painful topic for them as well. But the first responders are much less willing, and they've got so much to be angry about because they're still not getting the support that they need 10 years later, and so. Yeah, if they were there, they would be outspoken. They wouldn't be contributing to the dynamic that New York City, Mike Bloomberg, the president, et cetera, are trying to create. They just don't fit into that narrative that we're supposed to be all swallowing on the 10th anniversary.
Did you see 2 days ago when the White House talking points that were supposed to be secret went out to state government, federal government, and foreign governments about the narrative of Al-Qaeda's a threat, we've got to have more wars, got to take your rights, we're going to keep you safe. I mean, they want to use the heroes and the images of the people on the pile, but they don't want people to see them in their wheelchairs and coughing up blood like I have.
Exactly. It's a very sad story. But you know who's telling the real story? You look across the pond in Europe, There are a number of documentaries coming out this weekend. One is coming out on M6. That's basically the second biggest channel in France. And it's telling the story of the first responders and their suffering. And it's telling the story of the family members and their suffering as well, and the fact that they haven't had a real investigation into the murder of their loved ones. And so, like, media in other parts of the world are awake, and they're waking up, and they're telling the stories that need to be told, the real stories. And that's because people in Europe are waking up. This weekend, we are going to have a breakthrough. We have major documentaries in France, Germany, and Italy coming out about the Remember Building 7 campaign. They're going to be seen by at least 10 million Europeans. And Europeans, they're not prone to deceiving themselves as quickly as much of the people in our country, because they've been through a lot of stuff over the last 100 years or so. So when they see Building 7 collapse, they're going to know that's a controlled demolition. You don't have to, you know, talk to a scientist to figure that out. And Europeans are going to see it. They're going to say, what the hell?
Now, talking to the first responders, I know I've been to many memorials, and I remember 6, 7, 8 years ago out there with 9/11s and inside job shirts outside the memorial, and some of the police, some of the firemen cussing at us. But the last few times I went, I mean, it was the commander saying, appreciate you, Alex, we're with you. Well, hey, you want to be on camera? No, but just know we're with you. And firefighters everywhere I went buying me dinner, and police shaking my hand. So it seems to be a total flip. And I've interviewed some of the heads of some of the biggest 9/11 victims groups, and they've said, and this is 4 or 5 years ago, we've got one of the interviews in Terror Storm with the head of the biggest 9/11 group, and he said the majority, more than 50% of the families, believe it's an inside job. And of course, that was 5 years ago. When you talk to the first responders, I mean, are they barred just because they're mad about the cancer and the dust and not being given health care, or is it also the fact that a lot of them know the truth?
A lot of them know the truth. So many of them know the truth. And they were all told very shortly after 9/11 not to speak about it, or they lose their jobs and they lose their pensions. I've spoken to probably about 24 individual first responders myself who've all told me the same thing. And, you know, we try to get them to come out. We got guys that, you know, were like 2 blocks away from the Trade Center when it was, you know, basically in the process of collapsing. They watched pieces of the building, like, shoot off, like, very, very clear explosion. They want to talk about it, but they're scared because they're going to lose their pension. You know?
Well, it's on tape, the explosions before 7 fell. And you got cops saying, get back, they're bringing 7 down. That's on CNN. And I've interviewed 2 of the police officers, and then, of course, after they came on the air later, they're like, it's gotten too many threats, I'm not coming back on, but they've gone public. And Luke, of course, knows them all a lot better now from memory. I can't mention, I don't remember their names, but I've had a lot of them on. And they're people that were there and heard the countdown for Building 7. And then the debunkers spin it and say, you're saying the police and firemen were involved. No, they were there and were told by FEMA, get back, it's coming down. That's on CNN. Then they were threatened, don't tell anybody what you saw. And now they're not allowed at the memorial service. Why do you think the system's so bold?
This is why the system is so bold. I mean, it's just the media that we're up against is just it's a huge megaphone, and we're fighting against it. We have, you know, we've got so many people, so much testimony, and yet, you know, it's a challenge to break through, which is why what we're doing now with the Remember Building 7 campaign and the 10th anniversary is we're getting the thousands, tens of thousands of people that are out there that know the truth to come together on the 10th anniversary. Because you know what? If we can raise $1 million, which is what we're trying to do, you can be sure basically what $1 million will allow us to do is show Building 7 to half of the people in the New York metropolitan area. That's about 10 million people who will see Building 7 collapse. And when 1 in 2 people see Building 7 collapse, that will break through. There will be serious discussion about Building 7. People don't have preconceived notions about Building 7 because they don't know about it. When they see it on TV, they're going to wake up, and the media won't be able to stop this discussion from happening.
Well, for whatever reason, we lost Joey, but we're definitely going to get him back up on another day, and I want to get Mr. Feel on and a lot of other organizations. Again, I don't want to just glaze over this. The magnitude, the desperateness that it shows, the system loved to get the cops in their dress blues and the fire people and all the folks out there and point at them and use them, But the fact is, most of them have woken up and know the truth now, so they're barred. They're barred from an event. I was reading numbers of 30,000 are going to be let in, but none of the first responders. And Bloomberg had a quote about, they are not the focus. They are the heroes of 9/11. I mean, any way you look at it, inside job or not, these are the heroes, and the government says they're barred. I mean, this is Twilight Zone.
Yeah, it is. It is. And you know what? We're going to break through it on this anniversary. Our numbers are just too much now across the world. We need what we're looking for at rememberbuilding7.org is for 20,000 people to come together, give an average donation of just $50 each for the anniversary. And with that, we're going to have $1 million. We're going to put ads. Every other New Yorker is going to see footage of Building 7 collapse.
By the way, you've already aired a lot of ads.
We've been doing this for the past year. A year ago, NYC Can and Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth decided to come together to raise money to put ads on TV. We've been doing it for the last year. We were on Geraldo. We were on Judge Knapp's show.
You got a lot of attention. And just to add, I'm really proud that you kicked it off on this show and that our listeners donated the original seed money to prime the pump and start it. Very exciting. We'll be right back with more on 10 years. What killed America? We'll be right back.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings, with the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your 6 free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoods. Foodsdirect.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsdirect.com/Alex. Order your 6 free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get your 6 free meals shipped today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Again, 1-800-847-6170.
Joey Garofalo on with us. And we appreciate him joining us. Sorry we got our numbers scrambled. But he is here, and he was a New York City correctional officer who worked at Ground Zero in the first few weeks after 9/11. He is the founder and director of 911 WTC First Responders Foundation. Joey, I went through a chronicle earlier of mainstream news admitting that the first responders are barred from this year's event. You're not invited. And I know it's very hurtful to the true heroes at 9/11. Why do you think they're doing this, sir?
Well, Alex, to tell you the truth, at first I thought it was because of protection. And I wanted to really believe that, knowing that, you know, first responders were already hurt and injured, and God forbid anything would happen, they wanted to keep us away from it. And I still believe that because that could be part of, you know, their reasoning. But my real belief is it's political. It's an Obama campaign that our mayor had teamed up with because, you know, he's been just, you know, one after the other, you know, siding with Obama and going against first responders from day one, indicative to whatever, you know, plans he had put into effect by protocol that he had to take care of any, you know, first responders, such as the medical monitoring program at Mount Sinai or, you know, going to funerals. I mean, it's just one mistake after the next. And it's a disrespect, a totally disrespect. And it's a disrespect and an embarrassment to this country, the spirit of America. I mean, this is not what our forefathers had planned for the future.
Well, if the survivors aren't there, period, and are barred, and they're saying they'll have one little ceremony with the police chief or something, this is outrageous. This is asinine. This is so absurdist. It's like satire. I mean, when I first saw it in CNN a week ago, I didn't know it had been out for weeks before that. No one had even made an issue out of it. And I didn't believe it when I first saw it and then went and found it from the firefighters and police I've talked to, from what I've seen on the ground. Most of them question, obviously, WTC7, the official story. Instead of flipping me off like they do 8 years ago, they come over and pat me on the back. I mean, the majority of them. Do you think that also they don't want people there that could do some embarrassing things, could say some embarrassing things? We just had a controlled demolition in another city, and a guy jumped up on stage on TV and said, 9/11's right in front of you. Look at the controlled demolition. What's your view on that, sir?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, there are several reasons here which have a lot of probable cause for their reasoning. And by all means, I mean, hey, you know, people are going to show up and they're going to exercise their right without a doubt. And to tell you the truth, I probably would have been one of them to, you know, to say something. Like the biggest thing is and why I joined the Remember Building 7 campaign. Is primarily because when that building went down, and in all of my documents, there was no mention of WTC 7 in my settlement with the city, any medical documents. Meanwhile, it added and increased toxins into the air unnecessarily.
Well, Joey, do you think this is going to backfire, though? Because I'm told a bunch of first responders are going to be outside the gates with the media pointing out that you're barred.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are calls being made. I've been told that they want to do a human chain around the perimeter.
Stay there, stay there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.